You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Want to speak about disappointment? Both the Avs and the Nuggets lost last night. What the what? The Avalanche lost their game at home at Ball Arena, falling in overtime to the Winnipeg Whoop-De-Doos. The Avs play again at home tomorrow night, hosting the Seattle Kraken. That'll be a fun Friday night in downtown Denver.
Yeah.
The Nuggets are starting out their season on the road with a road trip. They began in Utah in the Beehive State last night, and they promptly got spanked by the Jazz. The Nuggets lost by more than 20.
I need to start playing for the Jazz.
They stay on the road now with a game out in California tomorrow night against the Warriors. Interesting thing, we did a little story this morning about the price of beers and other things when you go to an NBA game, and the Golden State Warriors have the most expensive beers in all of the NBA.
What was it? $17?
$17.
$17
for 16 ounces.
It's insane. Yeah. It's crazy.
Tomorrow is usually when I do news for nerds, but I'll save it for tomorrow.
All right. Save it for tomorrow.
What else is going on? Some disgruntled fans of the horror movie franchise Halloween are actually doing an online petition trying to get the makers of this latest movie, Halloween Ends, to go back, start over, and as they say, quote, make a better movie.
Try better. Try harder.
The online petition says, we love this franchise wholeheartedly. And oh, they misspelled that, too. That's what's really funny. Never mind. They're not going to remake the movie.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. There's too many
of those movies anyway.
Too many. I agree. There was all sorts of drama last night in the Powerball drawing. It's a $500 million jackpot, and yet they had technical problems.
Really?
You know people were starting to say, hey. There was nothing. No, it was just technical problems. It took them less than an hour to get it fixed. And then they drew the winning numbers out.
They have a problem with the balls?
Problem with their balls, Jeremy.
You don't ever want to have a ball problem.
Powerball said they were unable to draw those winning numbers, but the results later posted on their website and the YouTube channel.
They got their balls back in order.
You have some sort of interesting story about the lottery, too, don't you?
Do you want me to scroll down to my Word document? Wow, I got a lot of stuff in here.
Don't you have this stuff memorized like I do?
Why would I memorize this?
Oh, my God.
You don't memorize everything. I hear your papers shuffling, you big talker. Mm-hmm. Oh, they spelled that wrong. Ooh, yeah.
They said wholeheartedly instead of wholeheartedly.
I'll give you the lotto story right now. This 60-year-old man out of Maryland won a 50-cent pick five drawing by using the numbers from his truck's broken odometer. It's an old truck. The odometer is stuck at 82,466 miles. So he used the numbers 82466 to play the lottery every single day. The numbers came up last Friday, earned him a cool $25,000.
Hey, just because something, is he going to use the money to fix the odometer?
No. There's even more to this story. I guess it's the third jackpot he's won. He's also won a $50,000 drawing in 95 and a $100,000 drawing from a scratch-off ticket in 08. So the dude plays the lottery a lot, it sounds like.
He wins every 13 to 14 years.
And he's winning a lot of cash. You think he'd buy a new truck, I guess. Yeah, isn't that crazy, though?
What else is going on? There's a couple in Australia. This almost sounds like a goodbye story, but I'm going to do it now. A couple in Australia got the keys to their new home. They had just picked up the keys, a house they just bought. And then 7 hours later, they got an email saying that the government was going to do, what's that called? Eminent domain. Isn't that what that's called?
Oh, yeah.
The government said they're going to need to take over that property to build a new highway.
So they owned
the house for 7 hours before they lost it to a highway.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, that house is just going to cost you a lot of money anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be a money pit. Wonder what they pay for something like that. If they're going to take your house to put in a highway,
on Zillow to see what it's worth. And
who determines fair market value in that situation?
I don't know. This is some legal issues there.
Now, I watched Better Call Saul, you know, when Kim Wexler had to go out and try to convince that guy to give up his house so
That's
they
right.
could build some sort of development.
Yep.
I love Kim Wexler.
Yeah, I know you
and
do.
And I don't care who knows.
Ooh.
What else is trending?
I have a highway story, too. CDOT, they are going to be spending a lot of money. They officially broke ground on the $700 million Floyd Hill project yesterday. They made a big announcement. Polis was out there. Bennett was out there. Hickenlooper was out there. They all lined up with their little hard hats on and their little shovels for a groundbreaking ceremony picture, which is always kind of funny to me. They're like,
those are funny pictures.
We're helping. We are helping build the highway. So
have you ever been a part of one of those kind of things?
I don't want to be a part of one of those.
I once was a part of one of those official ribbon cuttings.
Yeah, also you know, equally as cheesy.
And they get the giant pair of scissors.
Yeah.
And they had like four of us all putting our hands on the scissors. Funny. Where was that? you know what it was? It was the groundbreaking for something that they were doing at Westminster Mall.
Oh, God.
And so the mayor of Westminster was there, and I was there with a giant pair of scissors.
You got to know so the person ridiculous. With those scissors. You got to trust them. They'll turn to the left and lop your arm right off, you know, if you're not too careful. Anyway, we all know how horrible I-70 traffic can be. And so they're doing this Floyd Hill reconstruction project just west of Evergreen to the Veterans Memorial Tunnel in eastern Idaho Springs. That's where it's all going down. You can see all of it online if you want to look up what they're doing. It looks pretty darn awesome. They're adding additional lanes. They're adding passing lanes for slow-moving vehicles. They're doing stuff for wildlife. Anyway, they started it officially yesterday with the goofy shovel thing, and they say it could go through 2027 before the expansion project is done. But once it is, I mean, that Floyd Hill curve there, it is such a bottleneck. So it's going to be great for people heading to the mountains, heading up to go skiing.
And that's such a intimidating when the weather is bad and everything
know,
is iced
man.
Over. Floyd Hill is
It's nasty. They're going to like try to flatten the highway, I guess, too, so they can actually increase speeds out that way so you can
How
zip
they
up and
do
down.
That? They're going to tear down Floyd Hill.
Bulldozers, duh. I don't know, man. I'm not in construction, but they're going to make it happen. Is this the beginning of the end for the iPhone? I don't know. Apple is reportedly slashing its iPhone 14 Plus production amid concerns of weak demand. There's all sorts of chip manufacturers in China and assembly providers in China that are either stopping production or slowing it down by 90%. The story here says that the demand for the new iPhone 14 is lackluster right now. So, I think it's kind of fizzling out, the excitement for the iPhone anymore, especially with all these updates that are not that great. You're not you're not really getting a superior product anymore. It's like, okay, better camera. Wow.
If they put one out every other year, but then again, you know, think about how much money Apple pockets every time they put out a new one.
Yeah.
So if demand has died down, maybe they go to every 18 to 24 months.
Yeah, do it every 2-3 years even. My God, I mean, you're not wowing me with new colors. Ooh, I'm not spending $1,000 for green now, you know. Ooh.
Right.
The biggest Halloween costume this year, according to HalloweenCostumes.com, they've seen a 90% increase in sales for Jack Sparrow Halloween costumes, old Johnny Depp's Jack Sparrow outfit. And they're attributing that to the trial this year with Amber Heard. So made that a little more popular. Outselling Top Gun Maverick costumes, Hocus Pocus 2, Lightyear, all the current movies. Pirates are big. Now, personally, if you want to wow your friends and have a few laughs, wouldn't you just show up as like a bed dom with a turd in the middle of it?
Poop on it.
That's where the comedy's at
this year. A
little
bit more creative, I think.
That is where the comedy is
at. What are
you
doing this year?
We're not dressing up this year. I'm going to take a hard pass this year. Not into it. Not into it. The big Halloween party in the neighborhood got canceled. Halloween's on a Monday, you know, so we're just like, nah, just let the kiddos dress up. Still going to do Sloppy Joes and Tater Tots, I guarantee. New study out this morning found that smiles are as contagious as laughter. I think you would agree with that, right, Dom?
I sound like a motivational speaker when I talk about this.
75% of people say a nice smile from someone can lift their spirits on a bad day.
I mean, it is true.
36% of people say it makes them want to do something nice for somebody else when they see a big old smile.
You know, the thing is, it's cheesy. Let's just say it. It's cheesy to share a story like this, and yet we can't argue with it. If somebody walks in and they have a good big smile on their face, you do just automatically feel good.
You kind of feel like you got a smile back. This story also says it's as good as getting 3 compliments if somebody smiles at you.
Remember what the song said, Jeremy.
What's the song?
Smile. And the whole world smiles with you.
Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
Who sang that?
I don't know. Some old person.
What else is going on? I still like getting, I'm not trying to be a creeper here, but if like somebody in the opposite sex smiles at me, it kind of makes you feel good, right? You're kind of like, oh, it's okay.
I'm a little mad at myself for not knowing who that was. That song was done by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Frankie.
Old Blue Eyes.
Look at that. Anything else I want to tell you?
Nah.
Just a couple named their baby Lockie after the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, they named the baby Lockie after lockdown. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Little Lockie, you're so cute. Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this kiddo. He's a little Italian kiddo. Hey, Alberto is his name. He's a piano prodigy, and he is jamming out one of Mozart's big tunes on the piano, and he looks extremely bored while he's playing it. He's that good. The video's gone viral, so of course I had to post it on our Facebook page. You can take a watch, have a click. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
It'll make you smile.